This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Karen's already laughing. The show just started. White Karen's already
settle
giggling.
Settle down. Bitch.
Nigga. Yeah, we took out the nigga part, but yeah, we should add that back.
We should add that back.
At least because... a nerd, nerd, nerd.
We can should do the radio it. Edit.
Yes.
Ni hao. What do they do?
I don't know.
For Jay-Z? Nah, and who am I rolling with? My ni hao.
Ni hao, yeah. Just hold on to it.
They would say ni haws.
Well, Race Wars, we back in the building, baby. And guess what? Aaron's back home.
Yeah, Aaron's back.
Hello, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. Well, that's a good comeback. She apologized for everything.
She starts every sentence in Trump's America. Hello. And I'm sorry.
She's sorry. What are you sorry about?
White Karen and Whiter Aaron are here.
Aaron O. Aaron Ryan.
That's true. Yeah. That's my full name. My middle name is O. Aaron.
Now, Aaron, we know that election hit you hard.
It didn't hit me as hard as you might have thought. I was it hit me
because you got your abortion already.
Yes, that's true. I actually my punch card was full, so I got an extra free one.
Oh, nice!
Which I cashed in right after the election. So.
Yeah, Blimpies. I don't know if people know is all abortions now. They couldn't compete with Subway.
Actually, you can't call yourself, like, if you get pregnant, you can't say I got blimpied because that's trademarked.
Is it
by Blimpy?
By Blimpy.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, now it's called D Blimpy. They unblimp you now.
I dropped my sandwich.
We specialize. The Hindenburg special.
Yeah. That's a late term special.
They call it a puncturing.
Oh, jeez.
It's a lot of talk. Can you imagine?
I'm so glad to be back.
If I. You know, it's funny because I have any abortion, any joke of any kind, I feel nothing about, but like, it always amazing because somebody feels. I've heard people like deeply upset.
Oh, about abortion.
When you have any jokes or any of that blimpy talk that we just had.
right.
There's people that will be deeply upset, like, real, like.
Yeah, people, yeah.
What do you, because.
Well,
I'm just like make up
really
your own mind,
believe that
it's a murder,
it
right?
It is a murder. They believe it is completely equivalent to a murder.
Yeah. Right. So what do you if you think it's a murder? Like, what are you supposed to do? Are they supposed to not be like that if they think it's murder?
That's why people are so adamant about what they believe. Yeah. They're pro-life. That's why they're willing to like chain themselves to abortion clinics and and protest with disgusting signs and get like dirty looks from everybody. I'm not pro-life, but I have. Friends that are.
Yeah.
I understand it. My friends that I wasn't able to convince their moms to successfully abort are pro-life. No, they're, I have friends that
How
are.
How old are you? I'm 60s you're bringing up?
I'm very old. No, but they believe it's murder. So it's like something, to them, it's a matter of life or death. Like, it's as though, like, imagine if I were like, it's fine to kill dogs. I do it all the time. It's fine. Everyone should be free to kill dogs. And like, but make that a person. Like, they believe.
We do kill dogs,
everyone
though.
Is
we put
free
dogs
to kill
down.
Dogs.
We got kill shelters.
Like, if a person personally was like clubbing dogs.
Well, just if they made it like.
Wait, let me enjoy that image first. Yeah, dog. You had it coming, dog. You know what you did.
Wait, if, Oh, I'm blanking out now. If a dog, I thought of a dog being beaten because you said that.
Anyway, I've had some amazing abortions over the last few weeks.
Have you?
Yeah, no, they felt great. No, I haven't had
one. Oh.
In your life? Never?
Okay.
No, there we go. Are your parents listening?
So
I told you I put up 9, so you don't have to be embarrassed.
If you, if somebody feels like that to that point, okay, I could respect somebody. I can respect somebody getting mad like that, though, if they think it's a life. Yeah. Except the people that feel like that, 9 times out of 10, And I never get an answer from him about this, and I'm sure I've asked the question many times. I know if the kid gets born and is fucking poor and needs welfare, they don't want that paid.
Well, there are some people that are that are pretty consistent morally
about
that. Like,
who's
Like,
that's what I'd like to
people
see.
That are like a Pope Francis style Catholic.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, he's pretty uniformly like pro-life across the board. He's anti-war, he's anti-death penalty,
right.
And he's anti-abortion. And yeah. I know a lot of Catholics that believe that, especially younger people that are more focused on being morally consistent than in like punishing women, because there's kind of an old school belief where it's
right.
Like, well, it's like the thing that always drove me crazy. I'm glad we're starting light with abortion.
Yeah, I thought we'd lighten it up.
It's an appetizer.
Just because I've covered this for so long, the thing that always kind of drove me crazy, but I almost have more respect for people that are like, no abortions ever, it's always a life, than people that are like, it's okay if you were raped, because it's like, it's still a life, though.
Yeah,
like,
right.
So if you believe it's a life, you believe it's
but
a
you
life.
But you hate that life.
Right.
You hate the life. Yeah, half that life. You hate
but
it.
So then, so you then really like, hate
people half have life. The baby a lot. I mean, people have their rape baby a lot.
It's like something
true?
Coming on CNN. Know, that's
a shocking amount.
One of the
what
Asian
are the numbers of rape babies?
Well, there's one country that make you have to not only have the baby, you got to live with, you have to raise the baby with the rapist.
What? Are you talking about
what?
The Middle East?
It's on CNN
is it
this
Salvador
week.
Salvador?
Which
is it
country?
Philippines?
I don't know. It's on CNN this week.
That's crazy.
With the Asian girl.
I've never heard about that.
That sounds
say
Filipino,
Lou, but I know
right?
That's wrong.
Because it's pretty. That's pretty. Because you know it's not China. Because they had no abortion problem.
It was somewhere it was like brown.
Well,
there it's
like coercive abortion, which is just as bad. If you're pro-choice, you should be just as anti what China.
No,
doing.
Listen. I'm very.
It might have been India.
I told you last time. I'm very pro-choice, but I just think the man should choose.
That's right.
Oh my god.
Whether or not you have the child. But yes, there should be a choice somewhere.
But the dudes should get the choice.
But you don't have the baby house choose.
Actually, our new nominee for the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom
here we go.
Price.
Here we go.
He's a believer.
Shots at Trump already.
It's not Trump. It's just Trump's judgment. He is a believer in something called personhood, which is the belief that a cell is human and is alive and fully a person as soon as fertilization happens. So that's before it's even in the female uterus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So some forms of birth control are murder. IVF is murder, in vitro fertilization.
So a condom is just crowd control to that dude.
Can you explain, hold on. Can you explain vaginas to me for one second?
They're like these hot, wet tubes.
Oh my God, Jesus
No, that
Christ.
Part I'm familiar with. But
no,
part,
shut up, Kurt. What else
but
does it have?
The morning after pill, because that doesn't abort. But pro-life
morning,
people tell you it's still
some
abortion.
The morning after pill conception in the first place, right?
The morning after pill, this is, like,
I'm so glad
I can use the term mucus and vagina in the same sentence.
Same mucus. Moist,
so
they're
moist.
Moist.
Yeah.
Moist.
Moist
vagina. Yes.
The morning after pill and the abortion pill are two different things. And a lot of times people on the anti-birth control, like the people that are personhood people try to conflate the two to confuse people, but they are two different things. The morning after pill is basically like taking six birth control pills at once, five or six. It's like a massive birth control pill. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it like thickens the liquids in the female plumbing.
Because conception doesn't happen right then and
scrambles
there
the
when
eggs.
I blow
same
it in there. That's
the
what it
mucus,
is, right?
Same right.
It scrambles the eggs and adds cheese to it.
You want me to say it in
cheese
a sexy
scrambles
voice?
It.
I can say it.
Scrambles that membrane. Tracy Morgan.
It thickens the mucus.
Well, that's how Scrapple is made in Philadelphia, by the way. In case you wonder what Scrapple was. That was courtesy of Chef Kermit Gosnell.
Oh, jeez.
Chef Gosnell, what have you prepared?
It's really amazing that he was not able, after all he did, he still couldn't ruin Kermit the Frog. Like, that is a sturdy brand. Because we're all still fine with Kermit the Frog, right?
That's true.
Why wouldn't we be?
Well, that's because nobody reported it and went, Kermit?
Why wouldn't we be?
Kermit's biggie. Kermit the Gosnell is out, but Kermit the Frog. Good point. And also, I tell you what else.
Kermit the Frog is crushing
ass
right now.
Honestly, Bill Cosby.
What?
Even though everybody will pretty much went to he's a rapist now.
Here you go.
He's still not a nigger to people. Isn't that something? That's really amazing. When
we
everyone
come so far.
We came so far.
Now this black man could be a rapist, but still not a nigger.
Yeah. I mean,
is
Obama doesn't even get the equivalent.
Could it be because he's old, though?
Bill Cosby. Yeah. Obama gets called a nigger more than Bill Cosby.
Because we really don't take sexual assault seriously in this country.
Well,
look at the president now, president-elect.
Previously, if a bunch of white women fucking accuse someone.
Should we take it serious?
Who, the president-elect?
What?
Well,
do you think he's a rapist? Seriously, is he a rapist officially?
Here's a big problem that I have with the way that we talked about like Donald Trump and the allegations against him. I think a lot of times when people are talking about rape, abortion and rape, yay.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people are talking about rape, what they try to do is sanitize it and call it sexual assault. And rape is sexual assault, but all sexual assault isn't rape.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
Barry always says about kids that when people say somebody fucks kids, you're like, nobody fucks kids, they rape kids.
Right,
not
right,
fucking.
Right.
You're right.
But it's also like, so if like Sherrod grabbed my boob right now and honked it, That's not something that I've
like. What kind of honk? We took like a small car or a truck?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
by
matter.
By if, did you mean when?
Yeah. So when Sherrod grabs my tit and honks it,
it's gonna honk like the General Lee from like, Pizza Hazard.
It's gonna be more like a high five. But please continue.
No, mine. I'm from the north, so it would play. It would play Battle Hymn of the Republic, not the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. I can still get one out to that.
Is that the Battle Hymn of the Republic? Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already finished. I just finished.
That was my boob being honked. But that would be sexual assault because it's like an intrusion on my sexual space.
Right.
But rape is like penetrative. It's like when a person like forcibly has sex with somebody against their will.
Right.
I don't think Trump. I think that got classified as rape a long time ago in that study, right?
Right. But a lot of people when they say, I think people are confused by it because when it was like, yeah, Donald Trump bragged about sexually assaulting women,
they think he's a rapist.
Pussy is sexual assault, but it is not rape. Like, but they all fit into a similar category.
But people
of
are talking about other stuff too. Like they're talking about Ivana's deposition. Like there's other stuff that they're referring to.
What's her deposition?
She said he raped her back in the day.
It was during their divorce.
Allegedly.
It was during their divorce. It was like on record, and then she took it back.
If it's
later.
A divorce thing, it's so iffy to me.
Yeah.
Woman scorned.
But it's not a hot mic and a bust. You know what I mean? It's like a legal thing, but so it has like a little bit more weight.
He wasn't bragging about, like, in the tape on the bus, he wasn't saying, like, you know what I love doing? You can hold them down, and you can have sex with them against their
will. Right.
He wasn't saying that. He was talking about grabbing them, which is not the same.
He also didn't say he did a thing. He wasn't like, all the pussies I've grabbed between 1990 and 2011.
Can we have the recording again? It was my summer jam.
I'm not saying it's like an awesome thing to say, but it's not.
I just think Occam's razor is like, if that many people are saying that a person acted a certain way, and the person themselves is saying that they acted a certain way, then it probably happened.
Well, listen here. He's our president-elect.
Okay,
show some respect.
That's what I want to ask, though, was anybody come out and say, oh, yeah, he grabbed my pussy like that? There was nobody specifically making the pussy grab charge.
In the first New York Times article that came out.
Which one was that?
That was the first one.
I mean, it was a week later. Well, my bad. Which person was saying that?
Peaches
Martinez. Yes.
Peaches Rodriguez, the comedian?
No. Martinez. Oh.
Get it right.
Damn, he put them all together?
No, it was like, I think it was about a week later because I remember I was just about to go on MSNBC and I was sitting in the green room.
Bragging.
And like, I was sitting there with the other guest and Chris Hayes was like, hey, have you guys read this thing that the New York Times put out? And we're like, what? And we ended up having to talk about this. We had like read the article in the green room.
Okay.
Well, there was one.
So Aaron said, first of all, I got to address this. Aaron said she didn't cry.
I didn't.
Since the election.
I haven't cried at all.
Did your eyes get watery?
No.
You saw people around you crying?
I got, when I voted on voting day, I thought about my grandma and how I wish that she
was alive to see this?
Yeah. Because I thought Trump it would have been, no, yes. Yeah, my grandma my grandma who grew up in rural Wisconsin really loved Queens real estate moguls. That was her thing. I was like, oh, if only she was alive.
You want her to be alive to see Hillary win?
Yeah, because.
But Hillary lost, so it's a good thing grandma was dead.
Well,
huh?
That was what I thought like 2 days later. I was like, wow. The day I went into vote, I was like thinking about her and thinking about how cool she was. And I got a little teary because I was thinking about her.
Right.
And then, like, 2 days later, I remember thinking, like, well, I'm glad she's dead.
She died for a purpose.
Yeah.
So American can get great again.
I never got teary-eyed. I know a lot of people cried about it, but I didn't.
A lot of people cried. I remember I came here downstairs to the club to Santa, New York, and like a bunch of the comics were all like puffy eyed. And we had just done this podcast, so I was in a great mood. And they're like, you're in a great mood.
Everybody's so upset. I remember being, it seemed more like
a nightmare.
Doesn't it strengthen you to see people cry? Like, it makes me not want to cry when people cry around me.
It sort of reminded me of the feeling of like if I got a letter in the mail that was like, you're being sued for $10 million. I wouldn't cry.
Oh, I would.
I would just be like, well, things are getting shitty. Like, you know.
I would just change my identity to Godfrey.
I think if I was getting sued for $10 million, that would be time to laugh. Like, this will be good. This ought to be good.
They don't know who you are, right?
Yeah, wow. Are you sure this was addressed to me?
Well, how have you guys been? I haven't been here for weeks. missed you all so much.
Yeah,
what's happened in your lives?
Same shit, up and down, this and that.
Yeah.
When you guys say same shit, though, have the most like salacious same shit.
It is true.
Anybody?
It
that
is kind
I
of
know.
An insane. Yeah, I didn't realize how used I got to being a comic. Like just like how you just live, and I didn't realize like all my stories are like. I would get an inkling of all my stories are fucking kind of bad shit to people because, like, in the writer's room with the sketch people, they would all be like, what? Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you can't really tell that because I don't think it's real.
I remember a publicist being like, maybe don't tell that story on the radio again that I told about, I thought it was a pretty funny story about getting hookers in Canada and I had done all this blow and my dick didn't work, so I didn't get Cialis.
Your publicist won't like that one with the blow and the hookers.
They wanted to know a road story. It was Canadians, and I can't resist telling Canadian stories like that.
You gotta hide some of the stuff. Just say you was doing drugs with some girl who you didn't know. Some young lady you didn't know.
Sure, you're a pro.
Clean it up. Maybe you want to talk about it on TV. Mm-hmm.
I know. I got a bug up my ass about that. It was for fucking something that wasn't anything. I have such a bug up my ass for that, like, the dishonesty of, like, that I need to be a politician.
No, just clean it up a little.
Yeah, but I was specifically asked not to clean it up and be as dirty as possible. That's why. You know what I mean?
All right.
I know what you mean.
What show was this, though? Like,
some shit in, where the fuck was it?
In Canada somewhere?
No, where was it?
Because I hate Canadians. Especially Canadians named
You know Canada?
God, I'm gonna string.
Well, this is what I want to ask you, Aaron, because you weren't here for this, but the Trump thing. When I was bringing up the women, because that came out like late in the campaign, and right. But there's a lot of. I mean, look, I have no trouble believing he sexually harassed people at all. I'm sure he did, but
we all have.
The Clinton,
I just did it 2 seconds ago. Didn't you see?
but you're my friend. Like, thank you. And I know that if I, and
so
I
it's
mean,
more of a betrayal. I get it. He's out of here.
Real talk. I know that if I ever were to like offline, be like, Sherrod, that made me super uncomfortable. Right. You would never keep doing it.
Exactly. Because, I would stop.
Right. Because you're my friend.
Right. Right. And so if like, anything happens, you must have wanted it to happen. proof.
That's a message to every listener.
Well, especially the little girls listening. I would really like. Little girls.
I want little girls to know that their breasts will play the battle hymn of the Republic.
Let's teach little girls how to properly say hello so there's never any confusion ever again.
All the Clinton shit about, you know, he raped Juanita Broderick and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you familiar with all those stories?
Yes, I am. And you know what?
How do you compare them to this one?
The thing that really upset me was because both sides do this fucked up thing where they only believe things that align with their ideology. So Breitbart was the champion of Juanita Broderick and the champion of this new accuser that came out right before the election. And their entire history of supporting rape victims before this was supporting rape victims only if they were accusing migrants of raping them.
Migrants?
Like, it was like they have an agenda. Like, the only people that rape people in the eyes of this website, or in their coverage, has been Bill Clinton and brown-skinned migrants. And I don't
right.
get it. And, like, the reality is it happens, like, across all demographics. But, like, the thing is, like, you can't send a team of reporters to Oberlin to investigate whether or not Lena Dunham was lying about being raped, and then stand up, and write tens of thousands
I just
of words
laugh
about
when I hear Oberlin,
it, and
yeah.
then write about what an advocate you are. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, if you if you're, I mean, and then the same thing applies to the left.
Well, they had a different. See, that's what they're saying. Their thing was, but what that was about. It was because we had Ann Coulter talking about it, like, where like the media. There's this thing they did where they don't want to say the word illegal, and or like, you know. I didn't think Obama needed to be like radical Islam. Is it because the way I felt was Obama should fucking say nice to things to the Muslims. We need to help us kill the other Muslims that are a problem.
Yeah.
So I don't think he should say the shit your pal Sully says at the Kiwanis Club, you know?
Yeah.
But fucking.
Sully Sullenberger?
No. No, not that Sully.
Okay. The Jew Sully Sullenberger.
He's a hero, okay? As played by racist Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's right. He's no hero if you're a bird.
He's a
murderer.
He's a bird
holocaust. Fucking murderer.
Yeah, he's basically the Colonel Sanders of geese.
What they're trying to do
I don't
is,
like him.
Their whole mentality, which is, I don't agree with, but their mentality is like they're balancing out the what they feel is the overwhelming left-wing bias of blah-blah-blah. Now, where there is a bias is the weasel words where they try to change, you know, we don't say illegal. I remember when that we're going to say undocumented instead of illegal first came out. I was watching an interview with the you know, what do they call it? A style book, where at a magazine they're like, we're going to use this term instead of another term.
It's like when Puffy changes his name.
But she goes, the lady goes, yeah, well,
it was a big day.
When people say illegal immigrants, then we find people don't like them as much or something. So the idea was changing it to undocumented, and somehow these people that are mad at illegals will go, oh, no, they're just undocumented.
Well, the same thing happened with the word welfare.
What is it now?
They have, I'm not sure. It's like different, it depends on the state, different program names.
WIC.
Yeah. Well, yeah, WIC, or like government assistance, or state.
Once a name
you know,
gets
state,
fucking, yeah.
State subsidized, whatever. Well, but it's because the word became, the meaning of the word kind of got out of control. Like, it became something that was like, that had a lot of weight, ideological weight.
And plus, illegal is like, nobody's illegal, nigga, is Earth. Nobody's illegal. Everybody's here the same way.
Also,
so nobody's illegally on Earth or
in
part of
the
Earth.
Like, this country
that's
was
not
founded
even
by
an
people
argument.
That invaded, essentially.
Yeah.
So,
but, fucking white man with his fucking games.
Look,
look, the white man's games.
The argument, first of all, the argument, that I mean, that's such a, not, no
you're
one's
trying to get back to Texas, where it was Mexico.
Yes, but if there's a law that you're breaking to be there, then it's illegal. If it's illegal for you to be there, it's illegal. I'm not in the grander sense.
Laws are made to be broken.
You know, I'm for illegal immigrants. I don't even against them. I'm just saying that's that thing of like no person is illegal. Well, yeah, they are if they're somewhere illegally. I don't know what to tell you.
I
in the grander sense, yes, we're all people and shit, and borders aren't a big deal.
I just say
but not
undocumented. That's all we are. It's like if somebody came here from England and don't have a passport or some
but
shit.
But that's such shitty semantics.
They're just not documented.
But
they're
that
not
doesn't,
illegally.
I'm saying
on
that
Earth.
Doesn't fix anything calling
Karen,
them undocumented.
Well, the
it just,
right
it just
term
it dehumanizes
is,
some.
It's
in some ways, it can dehumanize. And that. If you can't, don't have to
do it,
why do it?
Undocumented.
If you don't have to do it, why do it?
Why don't you just say illegal American and solve the problem?
But also, like the
illegal American,
yeah, white American, African American, and illegal American. And it sounds really nice, like they belong here, but
people,
not right
but
now.
People are here in a way that isn't like legal. First of all, the immigration system is a fucking disaster.
Yeah, it is.
And like, if you're here as an if you're an immigrant and you're trying to live here. It's really hard to get a permanent residency card.
It is, yeah.
And a lot of times, what you have to do in order to be here for long enough to get
is come illegally.
You have to come here, and then you can stay for like X amount of time, and then you have to go back to your country for
beat
days.
It, yeah, burn
then,
the road
but,
up.
But then
which
come
means
back.
It's for rich people,
right? So like people that I know, that I know that are like Canadian.
Jack from Canada. I know what she's trying to keep a boyfriend in the country.
No, a comedian buddy of I know you know this dude. I'm forgetting his name. He's from Toronto, but he got kicked out. He got caught doing graffiti or something stupid.
Yeah,
when
you can
he
get
like
kicked out. But here's the thing: like you have to leave for like 2 days and then come back and apply for a new visa that'll last you a few months. And you have to do that.
2 days
over.
Is all I need. I need Jack up a country for 2 days.
Oh my God. I'm so mad at you, Sherrod.
It's 2 days.
Did you think of honking Sherrod's breast? That's how I make this stuff.
I'm going to honk them, and they're going to play the Dixie theme, and you're going to be so embarrassed.
But I honestly, God, Aaron, I don't know why anyone, because if I think of what I would do, because I just try to put myself in somebody's shoes, like there's no way I wouldn't take any shortcut I could fucking take and fuck you along.
Right.
And also, like, our system is
honest,
so fucked, and it's so...
But that's the whole point of laws, because everyone does what they can do.
If a law is not
every
just, I'll be honest, I have no
do.
Compunction about breaking it at all. And well, I don't put any anything on
but
it illegal for coming.
But even the laws that are just, everyone has no compunction about breaking.
Yeah, I'm not saying illegal to human. That's what it is.
They make those laws for illegals knowing that people are going to break them.
But the thing is, like, it should be simplified.
Yeah,
there should be a simpler way. And I think until we get to the point where it's simpler, I think calling people illegals if they overstay their legal, like, visa, is really, like Sherrod said, it's really dehumanizing.
Yeah,
Sarah Shulman would say conflict is not abuse, and this is a way of overstating harm.
Hold on, I don't think it is dehumanizing. I think what makes it more dehumanizing is, but I'm telling you, when you say undocumented. Maybe it seems more humanizing to you, but the people that were already like fuck these people when they hear undocumented, that I think it ends up dehumanizing the people more because the dishonesty of not just calling it what it is, in order to protect them makes these people suspicious.
Wait, is undocumented not a correct word though? Undocumented means they don't have the right document.
There's no reason it should be. The only reason it's dehumanizing is that someone's planning. Okay, some redneck is going to think that this is going to dehumanize them with this word. So it's not dehumanizing because you think it's dehumanizing. It's dehumanizing because you're thinking of what someone else is going to say. Well, and that person...
No, but those people have said for themselves people, what they find
dehumanizing. That's what they said. They said it's dehumanizing.
And I think it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of...
They actually said that.
It's not exactly one-to-one. But
that's
it's
the price of being illegal. I mean, if I get caught with fucking drugs, it's dehumanizing. I mean, if you're doing an illegal thing...
Nobody would call you an illegal if you got caught speeding or if you got caught with drugs.
Nobody called you illegal because you got caught with drugs. You're not illegal. Like, you're illegally here.
Well, that's still an apples and oranges in that it's not an ongoing. That's
like, first of all, you don't belong on Earth.
The nature of the crime itself is, I'm saying the semantics, the good intentions with the semantics do more harm than good ultimately. Even though,
how can it?
Yeah, what that doesn't make
how
sense.
How can it?
Because you had it. Remember when Ann was here talking about how the media is that? Because once that little bit of dishonesty comes out,
what's dishonest about it? It's still honest.
You're changing the phrase for PR reasons.
No, just to be a fucking human being. I don't care what somebody else thinks about it. It's like just the person saying it
that's
to another person.
But and that's such a slippery slope argument because language is all kind of PR. Like every word has built-in assumptions behind it. It's all that.
Okay, yes. But the people and that are the people that would vote Trump in that are upset about illegal people. They're very upset about illegal immigration. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So am I.
But you know what? White people are way more likely to be killed by another white person than an illegal immigrant or a non-documented immigrant.
Well, I don't disagree with you guys at all about that.
Can you get to it, please?
It's all true. It's all true.
Undocumented people are much more likely to be killed by white people than by other undocumented people.
That has nothing to do with it. I'm saying the act of changing the word. So here's what happened. So then Trump was saying that Mexican rape thing, right?
Right.
Now, he was talking about illegal immigrants specifically. He's terrible with his words. Right. And by the way, it's a terrible thing to say anyway that all the illegals are rapists.
He's saying some of them are good,
they're not sending
their
best. They're sending their whatever.
I don't know about that.
he said some of them are some of them are nice. I assume, but he was speaking about it. Now that's still a shitty thing to say without having to make it about all Mexicans. But because they did that little wordplay of changing, we don't say illegal anymore. His words were twisted that he's talking about all Mexicans, and now people start defending him then. Well, he wasn't saying all Mexicans.
Right.
What he said was shitty enough without making it all Mexicans.
Right.
So that ended up working in his favor.
Right.
And I'm saying that thing of like, we're just doing changing this to be nice. If I don't feel like I'm being fucked over by people immigrating here illegally at all.
Okay,
but changing
it to be nice makes the previous word.
But if
worse,
I thought that an illegal immigrant was ruining my shit because I live somewhere, and you're changing it to be nice, I'd be like, fuck them. What about me? They're ruining my shit.
Perception isn't necessarily reality. Oh, and also, there was a period of time where it was okay to call people from East Asia Orientals. There was a time where it was socially acceptable to call people who were black Negroes.
That's still different.
It's not. That time is between 7 and 9 on Wednesdays.
A what grow?
if you immigrate here illegally, that's a crime. And to call it undocumented like it's not a crime. Now look,
undocumented
I'm
is more.
You know who else got here illegally?
It tries to take the crime part out.
You know who else got here illegally? The Pilgrims. Founding Fathers.
Hey, I'm for.
They're all illegal fucking immigrants.
Okay, but my
all of them.
My proposal.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
Every nigga on it's fucking every dollar bill we got.
Who are you talking
George
to?
George Washington.
An invisible Tommy. I can't see.
I'm talking to you.
I'm not against illegals.
I gotta come from under this fucking Yankee bitch.
I'm saying the idea of changing it to be nicer to the illegals. The same with when there's a terrorist attack, being like, let's worry about the Muslims first.
Nobody says that.
That's every fucking
nobody
progressive.
That.
That's what they're
like.
Let's worry about
the
Muslims
think
first.
The reason, yeah. I think
where's the t-shirts?
You're comparing it to like saying militant instead of terrorist, which is like a purposeful semantic distortion.
Right. I don't have an emotional feeling about
it. Like Aaron
said,
undocumented is actually more descriptive of what it actually is. It's not documented.
Right.
Yeah, illegal is like if they came here on a crime boat and they're invading.
That would be the. That's what a coyote is.
And a lot of them, but a lot of them came here legally.
On a
plane. Then their visas expire.
On a plane.
And then they're undocumented.
On a plane.
Like illegal, not across some border. Makes being here without documents as bad as any other illegal thing. Like murder. And
right
it's
now,
not,
you're being
false.
you're being an illegal American right now, Kurt.
Yeah. That's an illegal American, right? Well, what I'm saying is that's semantic debate.
No, we have one illegal on this.
You're
podcast.
Totally right.
He's like this. They're breaking the law. And they should be stopped.
I'm not saying that at all. I'll say this once again. I think illegal immigrants are the real heroes, to be honest with you. Okay?
Undocumented.
What?
Yeah, I'm totally for illegal immigrants. I think everybody.
Wait, no, but why'd you call them the real heroes?
Because I love how the same people that hate them being here are all anti-union, all the hand of the free market, and the hand of the free market's what brings fucking illegal labor
that's
here.
Exactly what brings
so
them.
If you fucking are mad about them being here, why don't you adjust your fucking shit with your right-wing horse shit? Because that's what creates that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love them.
They mean hand of free market, but fucking, racism too, right?
They're the thing. They're the thing that fucking is when you want your fucking Walmart products for cheap. That's how you get it, and you have to take them too. So that's why I call them the real heroes. They're just heroes to me for how they upset people. What?
Yeah, no, you're right.
So my thing is, you're right about the simplification of the immigration. It's so insane, and the way they. By the way, people aren't even illegal get deported all the time. It's so sick how it works here.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. all of that
somebody,
shit.
There was a person when I was living in Chicago who was Puerto Rican. And he got pulled over for speeding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the police department tried to deport him to Puerto Rico.
Which is here. Puerto Rico.
Which is America.
It's a commonwealth. We can still deport. Let me hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, that's
how much
that's
weight
it.
He had
no,
on
it's
it.
Just, it's no, that's, just like that's a regular. Some fucking, you're, like, you're totally, some extremely.
Yeah.
Dumb people
no,
in
they
positions
don't deport
of
them.
Power.
They just right. send them to Mark Anthony's house.
Hey, listen, I think you're dead right about that.
Nailed it.
And so what I'm saying is the semantics of trying to make it nicer for the illegals
right.
when we could have done real shit to make it nicer.
I don't
what
know.
Blocks
I,
it? What blocks it is creating this idea that you're worried about them before these people
I
that
think
already
that,
live here.
I think that using the word that they prefer is a sign of respect for them.
That's right.
And
it
if
is.
You respect
and that's
them,
what they're
and
mad
if
about.
You, and if you respect them, then you should just kind of listen to them and their concerns and why they don't like the word illegal.
No, we'll respect them, but if you hear and you undocumented,
I'm not telling you.
They gotta go.
I'm not telling
you. Yeah. Yeah. No, they gotta go. I'm like, if you're undocumented,
I say they
gotta
can
go.
Stay, by the way.
But why?
My point
why
they
do
stay.
They have to go?
Because you gotta get the documents right. You gotta get your paperwork.
But
papers,
they,
show me your papers.
Can't they initiate that process here? Why do they have to go?
I think they
no,
have.
Some should say. I mean, it depends on the situation, of course. It's
how much
individual.
Money
if you've been here for a long time, you've got family here, of course.
Well, do you
right.
remember? But most of them do. That's a thing. That's a 14th Amendment. And that's something that Donald Trump has expressed disdain for.
Yeah.
That he wants,
Anchor
he doesn't,
babies.
He wants to get
what
rid
is the 14th Amendment again?
It's
sorry.
Birthright citizenship.
Yeah. Anchor
which
babies.
Was actually, do you know why that exists?
Why?
It was existed, yes, because of slaves to give them citizenship.
So I nailed it, right?
I love, by the way,
I know my stuff.
You fucking nailed
I know my
it.
Stuff.
I love Anchor Baby shit so much because I think that's the coolest game show we have in America.
Anchor Baby?
You just got to get here and poop that kid out, and you're here. I never want us to get rid of it. I think that's amazing.
I just can't believe. I just can't believe that.
You earned it if you get over here pregnant like that. And
oh,
fucking
hell
no, you
yeah.
Don't.
You do. Yes, you do.
This is another example of a fucking whitey. And other E trying to take advantage of black shit.
What are you talking about?
Because it was a slave.
Oh,
it's another way, like stealing hip hop.
The 14th Amendment.
Look how quickly the white man angers.
Just like stealing hip hop or anything else y'all fucking stole.
But I like
same shit.
The people, first of all, people that tend to come here.
The smell of your sugar-free Red Bull, Sherrod, is making me. Like have flashbacks to college,
yes.
And I feel like I should be feeling really bad about myself
that's good.
Right now.
Is that what Red Bull
no,
did?
Everything happened in college.
What's up, K-Bar?
Hello.
Everything happened in college.
Hold on, K-Bar just said hello into a microphone. Now let's recognize him.
God damn it! I was in the middle of. Fucking...
Wasn't he victimized enough?
Kurt, you're a jerk.
When he became a citizen because of the 14th Amendment 100 years ago.
K-Bar is more American than anybody at this fucking table.
I do have a take on the immigrant situation.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Now,
well, take it outside.
Okay. Now it relates to we were talking about the 14th Amendment. All right, now, the reason they came to the country is for a come up.
Right.
Now, how many black people in this country are in jail for trying to make a come up?
A lot. My uncle.
Shouldn't they have to pay the penalty too?
What do you mean?
Shouldn't they have
I
to pay the penalty?
Let the people out of jail. Oh, that's the solution.
Wait, you know what?
Hold up. All those who are in jail for trying to do the same thing that they are doing to come into the country. No, it's the same thing.
But shouldn't they be are they all trying to work in a strawberry field? Or like, well, what is
it? No, hold on. They're trying to improve
their
way of life.
Right.
Their life condition, their state in life.
And the strawberry
and
field.
And they don't, hold on.
White gangster.
No,
that's true.
And they're willing to travel at all rounds and risk their life. To what? Get a better life.
Right.
What do you think people... What do you think people in urban areas are selling drugs for? Seriously.
Excellent question.
They absolutely are. I think that's an important point. But I think that what a government or legal entity would say was that a person coming here and harvesting tomatoes is not doing something that's antisocial. A person selling drugs is.
But those did they come here illegally? Are they here legally?
It doesn't. No, that's why they break the law. You're not letting me finish my sentence. I let you finish yours.
So, you never met K-Bar?
And so I have. And I love him so much. And I'm so glad he's here. And I'm so glad to be back. So here's the difference. Like, there is activities that are pro-social and there's activities that are antisocial. And you could argue about, like, selling pot being something that is neutral to not bad, right? So maybe that shouldn't be illegal. But there are other things that are illegal that are a lot more harmful than what people who are here illegally are doing.
That's a good point.
Which is usually working of manual labor.
Don't lose that.
He's saying that their intent, the reasons why they commit these crimes are for a come up, to make their lives better.
Right, but intent doesn't really matter. Outcome matters. Okay, because we have to make laws based on outcome, based on intent.
Yeah, K-Bar.
Really? Because you get arrested for intent.
Now, didn't they initially break the law to get into the country?
No, they didn't. A lot of them, what happened, are here because they overstayed visas. So they they're here. They came here legally, and then their visas expired, and they don't have the money to go back. Like that.
Stop it.
Do you know how much it costs to go back to fucking Mexico or Central America?
Hold on. It could be anywhere. Hold on. They knew coming in they had to go back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's no. Not necessarily, because the hope a lot of times is that they'll be able to continue their visas.
See, no.
They don't come in being like, I'm going to come in on a 3-month visa.
No, they know that.
No, they don't.
I have people in my extended family. I have people in my extended family that came up from Latin America.
I know so many people like
that. Let me fucking answer, guys. I have people that in my extended family that have. Oh, my God. I have people in my extended family. So my sister is married to a person who's here legally, but he's from Central America. And there are people who are in his family who came to the U.S. with the hope of working. They got job, and then the jobs dried up. And they didn't have the money to go back when their visa was...
How convenient. Convincier.
So you saying basically what they did, they sported and played their money.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's
what
the street. No, you said it on the street.
Hold on. They knew. Hold on. Were they guaranteed citizenship when they came here?
Nobody's guaranteed citizenship when they come here.
Okay.
But it's not at all analogous to somebody selling drugs, which has legitimate and immediate social negative impact.
But there's other crimes of survival that are not drug related. Like they're selling Lucy's. I can fix.
Stop. Everybody stop. Hold on. Let me just get what's on point with this. This is what we got to figure out before we even go further with that conversation. Because you're saying illegal immigration is not causing the harm that a drug dealer is. I think that's up for debate. And that's where I'm at.
It depends on what's being sold. Yeah, I think there are certain drugs that cause a lot more social harm, like as evidenced
by
history.
Like the good ones.
I'll tell you something.
Like the good shit.
I'll tell you something that causes more harm than a drug dealer I've seen, especially from illegals, is ever get hit in a car accident with a fucking illegal that smashes your shit up and runs?
Yes.
Now, that could be fixed by making it not so hard on them.
Also, non-illegals do that all the time.
Yeah. Not to the degree illegals
do,
man.
Just like broke people do. I think they do.
But it's easier to track them down.
Everybody's driving a dump and has no job is doing that.
I think you bring up an important point, because I don't think the issue is making more things illegal. I think the issue is making less things illegal.
I think so, too.
Like, I don't think those people should be in jail if they're not causing social harm by what they're doing.
But they're not releasing them.
No, but I'm just saying, like, undocumented
people,
right? But we're talking about ideal situations, right? So you're arguing that they probably shouldn't be in jail. A lot of them shouldn't be in jail, and I agree with you. But I also am saying that, like, to bring up the punishment of people who are breaking different laws rather than bringing down the punishment of people that are already being imprisoned is like the wrong approach.
Oh, I agree with you on that. But like I said,
he's just looking for the fairness. He's looking for the fairness.
There's no fairness in this.
You're right. You're not wrong at all. But I'm also saying put him in jail is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
He's trying to bring down a system when he says that.
But if you're going to say... We can't look at one and not look at the other. We can't just say, okay, we're going to benefit.
Fuck those foreigners, man. What about the brothers in jail right here?
Yeah. Because
basically, that's what's gonna come up.
That's like, intersectionality.
By the way, you never get this. This is why that was a good point, K-Bot, because I never have heard that brought up. ever. Usually, it's portrayed as all the black people from America are in this with the. You're all brown together, right? So you all have the same interests. That's how the fuck people look at that shit in general. What I'm asking is, how much harm does illegal immigration actually cause? Because I hear conflicting things about it, and I don't know what's like the taking the jobs. Okay, I would
they
like
don't
to sum
take
it up.
The jobs. They don't take.
So
the
they
jobs.
Don't.
I believe take. No, but, no, because when
is any person who has any amount of training and proficiency in English right. been like, oh, this person
think,
who doesn't speak
okay,
any
but
English
I don't
job.
Do manual labor. And I have talked
but
to people that were.
But that's why they're here.
Yeah, but there's guys that do construction and shit. I know a bunch of people that do all kinds of manual labor, especially and also black people and white guys that don't like that they're getting undercut by illegal labor at all. Mm-hmm.
The pricing. They're not gonna. They're
right.
not gonna charge them as
so.
Much. So now you're undercutting the price, which
right.
is devaluing
so,
but that, but
the
thing
skill.
Is, like,
so that's where
Kurt,
calling them illegal
that,
comes
but
in.
Kurt,
you know,
was that? What was it you that brought up the idea of like these people who they're conservative and they want to have like free
well,
markets?
That's what I want to get to because I'm looking at this guy say, I'm trying to look up why you guys were arguing about how it actually hurts us, the illegal immigration. And he goes, it's hard enough for like people who want to come in legally, it's very hard for them. And that's why it's like shitty for these people. But
all the black people left.
Yeah, it's fine. we'll just finish the conversation. But the reason I'm so this guy, this is Alex Jones' website about how a bunch of people. Wait,
no,
just,
no, that is not at all
I
a
know,
reputable news
assume
source.
Assume that I know that. Oh my God. I just listen to what I'm saying. So this is an example, though, of someone making this point about what about all the people want to come in here legally that do all the shit they're supposed to, mm-hmm. and they're getting fucked over by these people coming in. Now, there's a point
they're
to that.
They're not really getting fucked
Wait,
over by
but,
those people.
But how?
That's because of the process.
Why should they do the legal process at all if it's going to... Now, I say with the legal process... But
for the obvious
be,
reason
let me finish! God
risk.
Damn! I'm trying to...
Oh,
fuck.
My God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now,
guys.
What I'm trying to say is... Okay. The people that like Aaron Berg came in legally and he had a gripe against illegals. If you came in legally, yeah, you do have a gripe against people not going through any of the shit you had to go through. You do. Now, I say therefore change the immigration laws and make them simpler, as Aaron said, but the Republicans also don't want to do that because they don't want legal immigration either.
Right.
They don't want any fucking immigration.
Well, and Obama tried to make things simpler and it got knocked down at every turn. Like
that's exactly what happened. Exactly. So they fucked with it because they're like, it's a backdoor to amnesty or whatever bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what making it easier kind of means is that
well,
you're not going to fuck people up. Well,
so
was it?
Obama yeah. did try to have this program card. Called the Dream Act.
Right.
Whoa.
Go ahead. What was the Dream Act?
We're minus one.
It's not
the
personal.
Dream Act. It was like if people were here illegally, but they were law abiding and went through certain educational.
That's right.
Loops.
There they go again.
Which
stealing
was a great,
from black people.
But
the Dream Act, Dr.
Look,
King,
that's
Dream
a,
Act.
That was a great
no.
fucking idea.
Well, but
that we should
do
have
you know,
done.
But do you know what happened with that?
Yeah, they blocked it because they've seen people saying this shit.
They
the Republicans.
There are
it.
People that were dreamers by the executive order. Who now have given their information about where they live to the government. Hmm. And now when Donald Trump takes over, he can take that information and use it to deport them. And so,
oh, so it worked out.
At the Daily Beast, we had one of our reporters did a story about how some immigration
Spanish
lawyers.
Reporter.
No, her name's Betsy.
Who's she dating?
Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's
the
in
Puerto Puerto Rican Jack. That's she's what she's doing.
Guys. Betsy is amazing, but Betsy wrote this story about how immigration lawyers are telling their clients to move.
To move out the country.
To move out of their houses. To
move
to a new
a
apartment
different.
Because
yeah.
the government has your address now.
Get
you
lost.
Gave it to them, right.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason Bourne, your family.
I mean, you know, part of this is what's so annoying is everybody says illegal or undocumented or whatever. Let's face the facts. We're all mad it's Mexicans coming in. They're not complaining about any other kind
mad.
Of fucking immigrant.
It's not Mexicans anymore.
Well,
it's Central Americans.
Yeah.
It's Central Americans
right.
that people are mad
but
at.
But to that, right. Well, that trickles down to just Mexican, by the way. Like to the... To the common fucking folk.
Oh,
yeah, but I,
mean,
even,
I agree. You're right.
Yeah,
but.
Even in Mexico, though, there's different like tiers of people that are like
anti.
There's like a social hierarchy.
They're not sending
yeah.
their best, as
but
Trump warned us.
Who's like really mad about immigration? Well, like it's not it's
people
not
that live
us.
On borders.
It's people who live on borders. It's people who would overlap for jobs.
Border towns,
with that.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's also people like K-Bar said in the demographic who would be going to jail for like petty crimes
right.
or for three strike stuff or for like survival crimes. That's who's mad about that.
Yeah,
it is a survival crime. Illegal immigration a lot of the time.
It absolutely
not always.
Is.
Majority
not always.
Times it is. I mean, absolutely. When is it not? Who wouldn't want to come
here
American
to not survive?
Right. No, but
I can't wait to die.
When I used to teach ESL and we were a visa granting school, they had to be here. Oh, no, can I not?
No,
we had to be here for a certain amount of the time, and that was like. Certain people really gave a shit.
Oh, in the school that you, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like you had to have 80% attendance, which just means 4 days a week. Like, it's so easy, and people just didn't want to do it. But certain people really gave a shit, and then certain people from certain countries really didn't give a shit.
So India gave a shit.
No, I never had an Indian student. It was like the Asian students really cared. Even if they were, like, lazy or whatever, they really cared about their visa status.
Right.
And then there's certain countries, there's, like, a lot of Middle Eastern countries, they just have this totally different attitude towards authority where they...
Weren't concerned.
They had this attitude, like the Saudi people, if they were, they felt like the teacher was a source of authority. So if they can be closer to you, they're kind of like minimizing the risk. Like they didn't care. And even they're like privileged. You know what I mean? So there is like
they
a level of like
in.
Being really underprivileged and being really privileged where you just kind of don't give a shit.
Well, that's Saudis coming over on fucking, you know, oil money. You're not getting the fucking.
But anybody who's
ninja
got like that many
Saudis.
Resources, the penalty's not going to be insurmountable for you if you have the resources to overcome.
Right.
You're going to be
that's
fine.
Right.
There's a part of me that thinks that like citizenship should be something that you get when you're a kid, but when you turn
18.
What part?
Your boobs? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't have my boobs until I was like 17.
Are you saying her boobs would be citizens first?
No, I'm saying it's a part of me that.
No, like my boobs. Sherrod, you're not me.
I want to know what part of you is saying this.
No, there's.
Are Aaron's boobs getting deported?
No. No, if I
I'm
going to
not have any more friends if my boobs got deported.
Oh, yeah. I would delete Janema right away.
Wow.
As K-Bar glanced at him. I saw you, K-Bar. You know,
wait.
I'm wearing like a real gross sweater.
You do know when I said survival crime, what I mean by survival crime is not just stuff that it's a little bit less than like a greed crime, but it's a fine line, let's face it. Because even the people he's talking about selling drugs, that's a lot of low level guys.
Right.
But a lot of them too could just be stupid or also.
They just want to survive, trying to eat, eat food.
People get greedy as fuck. You know what I mean?
And like, greed crimes. Do you know who the new Secretary of Treasury is going to be?
Hello.
He's a former Goldman Sachs exec.
Yes, he'll be great for the job. Who is it?
No, but I mean, greed crimes.
I know who it is.
No, the big hip. Well, so they're worried about the Mexicans or just people brown because the idea is terrorists are going to infiltrate because you know how these brownies look the same. They're going to infiltrate with these other immigrants. And
you're telling me I can't tell my cousins apart.
You won't know.
I call them all Little Ray. I call everybody Little Ray. What's up, Little Ray?
Little Ray.
Merry Christmas, Little Ray. I'm a girl.
It's
Lil Rayette?
The way it gets talked about, that Dream Act was a great idea, and it was a good way to handle this shit, because the fact of the matter is there are people already here. And by the way, the Mexican immigrants, everybody's so mad about what they're thinking about in their head when they're mad about illegals. They're thinking Mexicans.
They're thinking like Saudis, because like the Ohio State guy was a Saudi.
I don't believe them when they say that. I think they're just calling it Saudis, but it's really ultimately about one thing. Oh.
There we go.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Great.
If you speak quietly in front of the camera, it makes no sense. Move this way, Lee Allen.
Yes. No, that was
Lee Allen just got up. And
thank you, Lee Allen. You're the best.
People thought we had closed captioned hearing impaired sign language.
Is this coffee?
Huh?
Coffee?
Not exactly.
The ultimate fear.
This mixer.
The ultimate fear at the base of all these people's spines.
Right.
Okay.
Black cock.
That especially those alt-right people. They're not the majority of people, but deep down, people.
Oh, they're definitely not the majority. 2 million more people voted for Hillary.
Yeah, but
listen
deep down. Deep down, the immigration.
They voted in states that don't matter. She already won.
Listen, immigration is all about not in my backyard shit. Okay.
Not in my front yard either.
It's America. They're thinking of like it's their block. And it'd be a shame if my block turned brown. And that's what's deep in their fucking deep, whatever other shit that there's concerns. Now, if you fucked out of your job, I get that.
Right.
But the base, the people that are not living on border towns, trying to do manual labor, who are mad, they're worried about, that Ann Coulter's book was Adios
she
America.
She nailed it.
But that's her. That's the deep down fear. We're not going to be.
You've taken literally every possible position in this show.
I'm like,
and
I think I've just.
You don't
know.
Yeah, no, you switch every like 30 seconds.
Hold on.
It's like, whoa.
Get used to saying that to me.
You've never heard of.
Everything's landing, Karen.
You've never heard of Schrodinger's charade that simultaneously exists and doesn't exist. He really is the Schrodinger's cat.
Shut up with your nerd references.
That's the title,
dumb.
Especially because
it's definitely not.
That's the title.
Stupid title. Come give me your glass so I can pour some of this in it. I pour too much.
I'm not drinking. I don't drink.
You pour too much too, Karen.
No, I got it just right.
I'll pour
Why? Who did? Oh, okay, it's enough. All right, I'm gonna get so.
Yeah. No, guys, drink up because we haven't had enough crosstalk yet.
We're drinking too. We're drinking.
You know what? Don't try to attack drinkers and not drinking bastards.
It's amazing how no patience I have anymore for drinkers.
You got zero because, yeah. Because
I'm not drunk.
We're not drunk. Just because you drink, you know, drunk. We're not your parents.
Oh, if I drink, I'm drunk.
Yes. She's drunk. Well, you got a stomach situation and you weigh 80 pounds.
I'm also this person, so.
You get drunk over a cup of ice. Let me get that juice over there, baby. So anyway, I brought you guys here tonight for a reason. You're all fired.
I don't understand why they can't, like, do you know why? Did I ask you this and you didn't know the answer already? They can't just, if everybody's so mad about illegal immigration, they can't just go to employers and do like a check and see whose shit's in order?
I'm not sure exactly how that all works.
Because they don't want to do that.
I've heard,
I've
heard someone did it before somewhere and they
Arizona.
Arizona, and they asked them to stop. The towns asked them to stop.
Well, one funny thing that happened this week. That I think we can all agree is probably funny.
Stop. That Canadian's coming down here invading pussy.
No, the thing that was funny. Okay, so there was an attack at Ohio State. Not funny.
Oh yeah, not funny.
But it was perpetrated by a Somali.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who are Trump supporters were tweeting "Build the wall." Really?
Oh my God. Well,
where?
But hold on. In fairness, if you've seen Somalis, they would never get over a wall. If you've seen them.
No, oh, they're pretty wiry.
They're tiny Ethiopians.
They'll run right up that wall. Run right up it.
Oh, I didn't
they'll scream, "I'm your captain now," and then stab you in your chest.
I didn't count on their.
From the movie.
I'm being all cotted up and running up a wall like a fucking. Well, in England, they're
nothing
the
nothing on "I'm your captain now" for Somali.
My sister is an ESL teacher in Minneapolis, St. Paul. That was one of her students. The "I'm your captain now" guy.
Oh, was he?
Or one of the pirates.
You know that?
That's
Oh yeah, from Minnesota, some shit.
A big Somali population.
I had the best idea, but it's too late now. But he should have responded to not getting work by selling pirated copies of Captain Phillips.
Oh.
He should Somali DVD pirate.
Why?
It's America. That's why. Get it? You're on land now. It's time for land piracy.
Yeah.
No need for a boat, just a blanket and a couple of CD burner.
Let me talk to Aaron about some important stuff.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Trump's cabinet that's coming.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited about a New York president.
Keep in mind.
Secretary of Transportation hates trains.
I'm excited.
Secretary of Education
hates trains.
It's Mitch McConnell's wife, the new Secretary of Transportation.
No, yes. Aaron, nicknamed your boobs that. He's being
the Secretary of Transportation.
No, he called them Trump's cabinet.
You guys don't know how to write. You guys missing out.
How's Trump's cabinet doing?
Dumb white people. White people with the white people worries. You forget about the joys that this is going to bring us, this Trump presidency.
Oh, not my boobs.
You
got to
hit me up?
We have not worry.
Here's one of the joys.
Worried.
Listen
to
me. Here's one of the joys. But you forgetting the joys.
I haven't.
That you don't even think about this one, but I'll break it down for you.
What?
We have the White House North.
Okay.
In June, it's going to meet the Puerto Rican Day Parade. When those two things come together, it's going to be magical in the city.
Oh, he's splitting his time?
Because it comes right up that block. The Puerto Rican Day Parade comes right in the White House lawn.
Will they let it?
Everybody hot.
It's going to be boarded up. They're going to have so much plywood on Trump's
block. Let's just say, hey, let's put it this way.
It's going to look like Katrina's coming.
There's going to be a lot of pussy grabbing on all sides.
That's right.
Remember that?
It's going to be a good parade, nigga. It's going to be a good parade.
No, you've never lived in the East Village.
Most of you white people get out the town.
I did live in the East Village after my last breakup before my last breakup.
Most of you white people get out of town or you don't go nowhere near the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Well, because that one year.
But this year.
I know, I'm white. I definitely don't go near it.
Nowhere near it. But next year, the Secret Service got to deal with it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you understand?
Well,
like an unstoppable fucking force coming against an unmovable object.
They'll probably reroute it.
No, they will not. It'll be the first time in history.
Do you want to fucking bet?
I want to see. Maybe you might be right.
I think I'm right.
But I guess what? Those Puerto Ricans spill out everywhere. You can reroute what you want to.
I think they just reroute it every year themselves.
That's right. So police precinct.
Him splitting time, is that for real happening? He wants to split time
between there and here. Yeah.
See, that's why he's a piece of shit to me now the most. It's gonna be a nightmare, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's New York
Obama
City.
Comes
it's
for
cost
a day.
$1 million
Stop.
A day.
It's New York City. Oh,
it's going to cost $1 million a day to protect.
Oh, my God.
A day of Obama
commute
fucks
every
up.
Day.
It's going to fuck
all
up the
commute. All these out-of-towners talking about how New York can't. It's going to be too much.
I was born and raised in this town.
It's fine. We'll be fine.
No, the out-of-towners love
born
it.
And raised
it's
here.
The people
we'll
who
fine.
Live here.
We'll
you
be fine.
You can't walk down the street.
All you guys from somewhere
train,
else, you think it's too much?
It'll think be of,
but it's not even the think of logistics of that, K-Bart, of the president being here half the year. What the fuck
I'll
they're going to be doing in
I'll
New York?
I love it.
Get him out.
It makes us all more important now.
No.
Hey guys, this is the new capital.
It stops up traffic.
We're already the most
it's gonna fuck traffic. It's just gonna
nigga,
fuck
get
up
on the train. What do you think the subway's for? Get on.
It's gonna
get
fuck
your
up everything.
Oh, it is.
Get your MetroCard game on. Nigga.
Obama visits just would fuck the goddamn day up every
yeah,
fucking time.
He's been in my house all the time. I was fine. My weed new got through. Everything was cool.
Well, I don't get the fucking expect. I as hard as I've worked at it, I still can't get just the I'm late black eye accord.
Shut up, stupid. You're late more than anybody.
I'm still yeah, and I'm still spoken to. Now, I don't know what I have to do to establish where the fuck I'm at racially with my lateness, but that ain't going to help. I'm going to be called on it twice as much now.
We'll be fine with him here. It's going to be more packed shows, more people in town.
You I just
know,
get into the shows.
Eventually, it's going to be the end of America and
civilization?
Everything. Yeah.
Good.
But not
why
now?
Not now? Why not us? Eventually, it's going to happen. It's not going to go on forever. Rome ended.
Same people thought. People thought the same thing when Reagan was elected.
Exactly.
They
freak
did.
Out.
They did. That's
they
true.
Freak out all
yeah,
the
but
time.
Reagan almost did kind of dismantle shit in
did
the 80s.
He?
Dismantle what? Though?
Yeah, if you
no,
look. Okay,
didn't.
So if you look at like the court system in the 80s, what he did when he built a judicial that was 80% conservative was like in 92, PP versus Casey ended up almost undoing Roe v. Wade.
Well, the nigga name was PP.
Okay.
I can't take him serious.
Planned Parenthood.
Was doo-doo not invited to court that day?
I'm just saying, right now we have a Supreme Court vacancy that if Obama wants a strong arm, he can appoint Merrick Garland during a recess. We have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's like 84.
Falling asleep everywhere. Sleeping everywhere. That's why
but
I go through a purse
right,
every time I see
can't even
it.
Decide the landmark case of
right
TT versus Tata.
I mean, right now our judicial is like 80% liberal.
I go through
Obama
a Ginsburg right. purse and get all her, but she got butterscotch candies down there like an old lady.
Her Werther's? Yeah, you keep your hands out of her Werther's.
No, I want the butterscotch.
And out of Aaron's Werther's.
I think it's butterscotch. I think Sherrod's right. I don't think it's Werther's.
You don't think she's a Werther's guy?
New grandma.
She's butterscotch or she's like those cinnamon discs.
Hold on. The thing you're talking about with Reagan, though, first of all, yes, okay, he wasn't able to stop baby murder. I'm sorry, everyone.
JonBenet, that's for you.
But yeah, that does. I mean, that bugs me. But on the list of like priorities of presidency, like he came out on top historically with except with liberals, except for liberals,
because
people
change
like
history.
But you know what I mean? Like the people, it was like they knew Jimmy Carter. We are not happy. Reagan's in. We're happy. And honestly, that's symbolic shit.
Reagan actually had a lower approval rating than Obama.
Yeah, people change history.
They,
it's like the African proverb.
Don't remember none of that.
My favorite African proverb.
Well,
until the I'm gonna say my African proverb.
Go ahead, Aesop.
Until the lion gets a historian, the hunter's always the hero.
Pretty much.
Who said that?
It's an African proverb. Very famous. One
lions
of my favorites.
Don't
from
have
where?
Historians. And every time I watch a movie about animals, I want the animals to kill all the people.
And they don't because, you know. The
no, but I am cheering for them.
I
people
agree.
Aren't animals.
But who's writing down the story?
That's an Eagles fan. Just like an Eagles fan. Yeah.
The only thing I think Trump's going to suck for is abortion rights, which is fine. I don't need an abortion.
He's not going
to
suck for
I've stopped caring about other people. What?
He's not going to stop abortion.
No, you know what? It should matter to you.
Trump's not going
he's
to
not,
do
though.
Anything
Trump?
That he said he
yeah.
was going to do when
that's
he
a fact.
Was elected.
I agree.
But the cabinet, though, she's bringing up a point. It's the
I
people
like
he has that he's going
to
go
so
to.
So here are some people that are in the cabinet. We have, for the finalists for Secretary of State, these are the people that are like our front-facing diplomatic people.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani.
Boo.
A lispy guy who has been married three times and his first wife was his second cousin. We have.
Whoa,
he
was in my high school, you son of a
he's
going
to be Secretary of State, right?
That's one of the. He's
not
going to
get
it's
it.
Tamara Petraeus. Petraeus or this, Romney.
That's like Hillary's
but
got fat ankles disqualified.
Look how angry you are.
You always
got to
remember.
What?
They all have to be confirmed.
Yeah, but they're facing a GOP Congress. They're never not going to confirm them. Paul Ryan is a.
Giuliani's not going to confirm. No, no way.
There's no way that the GOP Congress's first act under President Trump would be to have a rebellion. They're
no,
say
it's not.
That
no, hold on. You still got to remember. Everyone is not going to be Republican voting. You're going to have some Democrats.
No, but they don't even have enough to. You can't filibuster the House.
You're going
to
have some Republicans
down, Aaron,
who cannot. You're going to have some Republicans who cannot support a man who openly flouted his affair in the public eye.
Well, so did Donald Trump. Yeah. And he got elected president. Now. Yeah. And now he's the president. And yes. Now well, there's that. No way.
As long as they know you. Wait, K-Boy, as long as they know you coming in a certain way, you can't be different than how they saw you coming in. Right. So they saw Trump coming in how he is.
Yep. If Giuliani, but Giuliani is Giuliani. And it's between Giuliani and
most people only know. See, you got to realize this. Most people around the country.
Most people are not confirming him. It's the House. It's the House. And there's shit happening.
I think he'll get confirmed. I think you're right.
I think there's no way they won't confirm
Giuliani's
him.
Not
that
gonna
would
confirm.
Be that would be mutiny, and they're not going to do that. Paul Ryan is a floppy little butt boy, and he will do whatever the White House says.
Come on, stop stealing all Tommy's fucking titles and
tattoos.
You're wrong. It's not going to be good.
Listen. He has the right to pick who he wants.
Actually, the people that he's choosing are more conservative than the Bush administration.
Listen, Aaron, you don't like him, so I definitely know you're not going to like his picks.
He's extremely conservative.
I thought
Giuliani's not getting in. He's a New York politician. He's too crooked.
I thought Giuliani.
So who else, if not Giuliani, is going to be Petraeus or Romney?
Giuliani's anti-abortion.
Romney is on probation.
No, Romney's in. I'm sorry.
Romney's not in because Kellyanne Conway doesn't want him, and neither do other people in.
Romney would be fine. How much you want to bet on that?
I will bet you.
You know, Romney is fine, and he would have been fine as president too. By the way,
he got a good face for an international face. He's good.
He does, but I think...
You know he does.
Romney
what would you do to him?
He would have been a fine president.
Romney did Obamacare before Obamacare.
Too late now. You didn't vote for him then? Don't pull for him now.
Well, you can't be stressed out about him. This. I'm telling you.
Well, I think it's my job to be stressed out about this. It is literally my livelihood. I write about this.
Let me explain. See, you have to watch. You have to watch that.
I've been doing this for five years. Keep explaining it to me.
You have to watch the SNL skit with Dave and Chris. So you can really understand this.
You guys are acting it out right now.
Let me
show you something. It was a great skit. He's right.
Let me show you something. Through your travels since election night, how many black people you see is really worried?
Black people, too.
Black people.
The people who should worry all the time.
You know what?
I don't know that their level of concern is indicative of what will happen. Any group's level of concern is not indicative of what's going to happen.
Hold on.
What is this?
Look at me.
You're not worried, but that doesn't mean that things are
No, no. Listen to what I'm telling you.
This is K-Bar's case plays.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
He's right. Go ahead, Kay.
No, it's great. Keep talking.
You need come to the urban areas. And see what people think. They're just like this. Guess what?
I still got to work tomorrow.
Hold up.
Pay my phone bill.
So what, man? We not surprised.
We always get ass whooping.
But like this. This was something new for y'all. Black people?
Losing,
But like this.
Yep.
We were shocked Obama won.
Yep.
Even though we knew he was qualified. Even up to the night of election night, we still was like this. Nah.
They ain't going to do it.
They going to do something.
I was there when he won. I was in Grant Park.
Hold up. I was in New York City.
I was 10 feet from the stage where he spoke.
And let me tell you something.
I was in these same underwear. I'm wearing right now.
Let me tell you something.
America, baby.
If he didn't win that first one, I wasn't concerned about black people. I was more concerned about young white people
rebelling. Because they got heartbroken.
So yeah,
they don't know how to take a loss.
See,
they used to know loss from Aaron. I ain't seen Aaron in 3 weeks.
Can you tell me what you're saying? What do you mean by this?
He's saying that y'all wasn't used to not getting what you wanted to get.
See, we
really believe that you was going to give it.
Let me show you something.
God damn.
Black people in America.
Do you care about the Voting Rights Act?
Yes.
Do you? Okay, well then you should be very fucking worried about Donald Trump.
Stop telling a black man what he should be worried about.
Listen.
We know how to survive.
Listen,
I don't know what to worry about. Whitey!
Hold on. Does Aaron have theme music? Can we switch to Aaron's theme music now? Be fair.
She's trying to tell a black man what he should worry about.
Hold on.
I'm just saying, if you're worried about... It doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you were worried about the Voting Rights Act, you should be very worried about Donald Trump.
I'm black in America. I got to be worried every day.
The Voting Rights Act was just like fucked in the ass. In the last like
What's
in the last couple years. No, it's you guys are like if
Black.
You're a person who is a disenfranchised minority and you live in a part of the country that has any you live in New York.
Yeah.
If you live in any part of the country, like all protections of the Voting Rights Act have been dismantled in the last couple sessions of the Supreme Court. Right?
See
so we're seeing it now, and now we have a president that will further dismantle it. So I understand.
You're assuming that.
Hey.
No, because it's like a thing that like everybody in his administration will support.
His daughter didn't
that
say
that is why that's well, his daughter is totally on her own planet.
Oh, wait, women on women? I thought y'all supposed to stick together.
She's not. She's
That's why Hillary lost.
She doesn't have any official. Oh my God, you're making me so mad, Shrod. I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm gonna wring your neck.
Can we have Aaron's music instead? Because we just had.
I don't want music. I have to go home and write.
Now you've been at MSNBC or wherever you've been too long. You welcome back to Race Wars. We get under your skin.
Aaron, you just have to learn to. You got to roll with the punches, man.
Don't tell me to learn shit.
You tell them what to be scared of.
Hold on.
I'm saying that if you have certain concerns, if you're concerned about the Voting Rights Act, if you're concerned about like access to reproductive health care or insurance, those are things that you should be concerned about because Donald Trump has surrounded himself by people who oppose those things.
You know who I worry about? The Canadians.
God, I hate you.
He's my Donald Trump.
I hate you all so much. It's my last show when I quit.
Karen, you heard that? I said, he's my Donald Trump. Thank you, Karen.
This is the most...
Wait,
guys, stop. Just because it's going to get crazy. This is a hilarious... Because you were asking how many black people were concerned, K-Bar. It depends. See, when you say black people, what I think of is black people, where you go, I guess, black people. What the people that are worried? What's her name? Who's that comic? She sat at the table at the Cellar, and I go, "How you doing?" She goes, "Fine, considering a rapist racist is in the White House."
Oh, there's like a ton of black female comics that I know that are very worried. That's, like Janelle James is
okay. So your Phoebe Robinsons and such.
Okay,
but that's they skew
is
younger.
Is Phoebe scared?
Yes.
I'm saying if you skew younger on this. See, this is what the divide is. It's an age thing. Because when you think black, you think black you. And I think black you, because I'm closer to you. But all these young kids have a whole different fucking thing in their head of what. We're not going to make it, because that's how much black people have come up, by the way, that this new young generation doesn't have. You have to calm some black women down this way you try to calm her down. I'm serious. They're like, it's the end of the world, because
I don't think it's the end of the world, but I think you're making a good point.
But they've been trained that words are actions. Trump's all are words and no actions. Mm-hmm. Older people, see, this is not even a race thing, a white-black thing so much as if you're older, you go, well, what did he do? Or if you just have, I mean, I give credit to White Karen, because you've probably been on your podcast, the people Tommy brings, nonstop hearing that shit. What is Trump, what did he actually do? I know he's appointed the wrong people.
Right.
So far, it's all...
Those are the people that are the ones that do things.
But I'm going to wait, because the danger
it's
of this...
the fucking Constitution!
But the danger of getting all bent out of shape before he does anything is...
Yeah, stop being...
They've gotten to the point... Not, and I don't mean you, Aaron. You're it's one like of the good ones a million times over of that shit. Of that media, the media that you work in, it's one of the good ones to me a million times over. So I'm not really lumping you in. But this thing they do where they get hysterical, they have tricked themselves into believing that whatever they fucking their buzz is that goes around the internet is true.
Yeah.
And then the hysteria over Trump, now you weren't crying, but people in tears and I can't live my life.
Okay.
They've bought into this
or
thing.
Or the people who go, it's day one of fascism. And with the democratically elected president is now lawfully appointing a cabinet.
Oh,
this is not the first day of fascism.
I was just going to say hysteria is compelling, but I do think that to call everything that a person could be concerned about a part of that hysteria is really disingenuous and blunt.
Well,
wouldn't do that.
Just so I think like there's
everything you say though. I
like,
would do.
Yeah, oh my God. So
Aaron's not coming back for a month.
I'm leaving forever. I'm gonna be gone next week. I'm gonna be in the White House. I'm gonna be physically.
You know the first tour date for the Race Wars tour is January 18th in D.C.
And I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. All right. 2 days before the inauguration.
Really? Yeah, no, I know. I'll
I'm just trying to gauge your attitude.
Aaron, when you get back from the White House, we got to get K-Bar back on to explain the White House to us.
Oh, no, yeah, please tell me all about the White House once I've been there.
I've
been there. It'll be my second time at a party there, but please tell me all about it.
Never been to the White House.
This is my fault.
I've been to D.C., though.
So need a Rodgerin.
It's the same.
Yeah, I've been to both things.
It's definitely the same. No, but I think there are things to be concerned about, and there are things that are hyperbolic, and I think that hyperbole.
Here she go with a college word.
No,
go
I
ahead.
Think, I
hyperbolic.
Think,
hyperbole.
Okay,
hyperbolic.
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck give a wood?
That's not a big
what
word.
What college did you go? Did you major in tongue twisters? No, I think I think freaking out makes good clickbait. But I think there are reasonable things to be seriously concerned about. And I don't think being seriously concerned is the same thing as freaking
out. That's right. It's not at all.
I'm seriously concerned about...
Okay. Do you think that all these protests after the election has been decided, do you think that's,
I think that people express themselves in different ways. No. I'm not going to engage in that.
Do you think they're just a little...
It's ridiculous.
Have a seat. Ridiculous.
I think people were really upset and they wanted a way for it to be an outlet. But it was like, they couldn't do anything.
Here's what I think. The people who protest after the election are like the same people who was happy that celebrating that Castro died at 90. Like they won something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's dead. It's like, he lived the whole way. He actually won as the leader.
That's old Cubans. It's old Cubans.
It's weird.
So Castro won.
Castro won. He was 90. It's like, yeah, we got him.
We got him, y'all. You and I fully agree on that.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a couple. We're going to take a break. I think that's the end of the show. We're going to do the second half.
The second half,
yeah. Race Wars. In a minute.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's Mark Norman here. From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
So that's the end of part one of this episode. Part two is for our bonus subscribers.
That's right.
That way we can give you more bonus episodes to our bonus people.
So you gotta go to patreon.com/racewars.
Yep, and it's $3 a month subscription just for, to get every single episode that we do. And then $5 for video, which sounds like $5 to look at it, $10 to watch me jerk it, is what it sounds like. But what do you get for 20 again, Shelley? That's tickets to our live shows when we do our tour ship.
Yeah, and there's bonus episodes every week now.
That's right.
Every week is bonus episodes.
So make sure you subscribe now, sign up, patreon.com/racewars.
Yeah, we were putting out way too long of one episode. The last one's like 2.5 hours.
We act like we're allergic to money.
I must be. But anyway, so that is the end of part one. For those not Patreon subscribers, don't hesitate to listen to my plugs. I mean,
go. What are you plugging?
I'm going to be at the Brokerage this weekend.
There we go.
December, what is it, 1st and 2nd?
I don't know.
Belmore, New York, or Long Island.
Excellent.
And then on December 9th, in Toronto, a comedy bar with special guest, whose name I can't say because of issues in Canada that I just won't say, but it'll be a good fucking show.
All right.
Comedy Bar, December 9th, 2 shows, doing my hour, Toronto. And then this weekend, if you're in Long Island, come to the Brokerage, Governor's Brokerage in Belmore.
There you go.
What you got going, buddy?
And make sure you check out my new show on ESPN Radio on ESPN.com, Sherrod Sports, We'll come up with a different name, but yeah, that's what it's called right now. And don't forget Black and White on A&E. And don't forget the first date of the Race Wars tour, January 18th in D.C.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. at the Improv.
That's right, the week of the inaugural.
They've been wanting us to come down.
Yes, and now we're coming. We're coming with force. The week of the inaugural for the new president, Trump. So check us out January 18th in D.C.
I'll hopefully get as many Race Wars people as I can down there, but we'll make something happen regardless. Are we doing stand-up or no?
Yeah, we're doing stand-up. That's what it's about.
Oh, all right. We're doing a whole thing then. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. On to part two.
This has been a Stand-Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.